are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Y'all, you've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. Yeah, boy. Woo. What's going on, people? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got a very special show lined up for you today. But first and foremost, I'm sending everybody my unconditional love, light, appreciation, happiness, and laughter. How's everybody doing today? You've just tuned into the Vibration Station. We got some good vibes lined up for all y'all today.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the world, if you want to tune in, we're going to raise your vibration. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Right? We take individuals that have made a positive impact for themselves, therefore having a positive impact in the community, the collective consciousness, right, that's bringing good energy into the mix. We have very special guest today, none other than Rick's Rumble.
What it do?
We got Razor.
What's happening? Squat.
And the one and only Art I Must.
What up in the building?
Yeah. So these are three very, very special individuals. They're all musicians, hip-hop artists from the Los Angeles area. We got them coming in the studio today because, number one, they're coming up in the world. And they are definitely an example for all those people out there that definitely have those dreams. Right, of becoming right. Something more than just a 9-to-5. You know what I mean?
Amen to that.
That's what this whole show's about, right? And, you know, we're going to take an example from these three inspirational individuals, and we're going to see how, if they can do it, you can do it too.
Right on. Right?
That's what this is all about. We're all people. See, I want to start off, before we get into it and before I start playing the music, everybody needs to understand that everybody is just an individual. Amen. You know, celebrities these days, they get glamorized, they get, you know, they get prayed to, you know, people have like straight sculptures made out of gum, you know, hey Arnold, dude,
I got a tattoo of Justin Bieber on my chest, so I know.
Right, dude?
Holding it down.
Dude, you're cramping Rick style art. Come on. But see, the whole point is people don't understand that when they praise these celebrities, when they praise these people's lives and, you know, the music they create, you know, that's good to believe in something, but they don't understand that this is programming them. You know what I mean? Like, this is putting, it's putting like guidelines in their minds to make them react in a subconscious way.
Who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
What they wear, so on, like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, if you see Justin Bieber, how many little kids, it was since Justin Bieber came out, all of a sudden, dude, little Justin Bieber look, you know?
Yeah.
Take Britney Spears, bro. Let's go back to the 90s and then look at every single 14 to 21 year old girl, you know? When Britney Spears, it's that same old thing. So what I'm saying is,
hey, man, my girlfriend told me to shut up because she was singing the Spice Girls in the shower.
Yeah.
That was something else. I just tried to ask her a question. Whoa. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I swear, that was a little trip right there.
That's funny.
That is funny.
So that's what this is about, guys. We're trying to tune you in. So this is the vibration station. Well, what do you think music is? It's vibrations. That's all it is. Right, sure. It's vibrations. And when you're listening to vibrations that correspond with, you know, negativity and
it all gives you a feeling, you know?
You know, it puts a feeling in your gut as opposed to listening to something like we're about to listen to. But first off, we got a caller on the air. We're gonna take this live. What's up? You're live on the air with Vibration Station. I'm your host Davey. Who are we talking to?
What's up? It's Mac the Shark.
Hey, Mac the Shark. Mac the Shark squad.
Mac the Shark, what's going on, man? seems to be that you're unconditionally loved and appreciated in this studio.
Yeah, he plays with us.
All right.
That's my brother right there.
There
man.
You go.
That's my brother. Salute to you.
That's great, man. Yeah. How are we doing today, Mac?
Hey, I'm doing good, you know, staying up, trying to keep all the positive vibes and energy going.
Hey, man,
I had to call in. I've been listening in to my boys right here, Artemis. Yeah. Rich Rumble and Razor, man. I'm so excited to hear y'all, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. We're about to do some LA Talk Radio debut of we're gonna do all of them, man. We're gonna go hard today.
So I called in because I wanted to ask them a question.
What's happening?
I wanted to know your guys' 2014 resolution.
You want to know?
That's fresh, man. Yeah, I like that.
That's dope.
This is
that's
good.
A good one. Who want to start it off? What's happening? Should I do it?
Let's do. We're gonna go with Razor.
All right. I made it my obligation to make my New Year's resolution to utilize every resource that is in front of me this year, whether it be show opportunity, collabs. Like, I'm not gonna turn down any collabs. You're gonna see a lot of flooding this year with my music and my content.
Absolutely.
That's right. Well, I'll say my New Year's resolution is very simple. It's just actions speak louder than words. You know, I just want to be all action. Definitely. Just, you know, one step after another, you know.
Good man.
That's right.
Good man.
I have to say,
always remaining true.
And Rix, what about you, my man?
I'd have to say mine is more open and honest. I'm trying to be way more open and honest. Like, whatever it is. If I don't like it, I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Top.
That's where I'm at with it. I got 1,000 resolutions. So
Actually, last week's show, Mac, was we talked about we talked about approaching your New Year's resolutions. Instead of a resolution, it's a revolution. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So it's like you don't like take them and. Well, if you want to check it out, you can tune into the show. But basically, you know, you know. Yeah. There you go, man.
Yo, Mac. Well, I want to know what yours is. What's yours?
Yeah.
My New Year's revolution is to stay healthy this year because I started it off pretty sick.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
I'm over here sitting with lungs full of phlegm right now. I'm really hot about it.
Sure, you get better.
Sorry, man. We're gonna imagine your lungs just being bright and clean as can be.
I'm gonna need it.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Hey, remind me though when we get back over in town, bro. We got a blunt to smoke when I go home.
Hey, that's on top. I'm about to hit the studio session with Gunner for his new mixtape.
I'm about to
produce this session, so I'll definitely hit me up when y'all get out
of
there.
That's right. Hey, tell them where to find you at, bro. Put your networks out there.
Yeah, where can we listen to Mac the Shark?
Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. I'm always tweeting and posting stuff at Hate the Shark. And from there, you'll be linked into my Facebook, Instagram. And if you want to just hit those handles, the Instagram is just at Mac the Shark. Yeah, and then Facebook is simple, just Mac the Shark. So.
There you go.
Yeah, y'all could be on the lookout for that Cuts and Waves project coming this year, too. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
That collaboration with Razor and Mac the Shark. They not ready for that.
Come up and get splashed on.
When it will come out when the world is ready. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. There you go.
Right.
Hey, Mac the Shark, I want to thank you so much for calling in to the Vibration Station and spreading your good vibrations.
Hey, thanks for picking up. A lot of my homies don't ask.
Of course, man. It's my pleasure. Hey, Mac, you have a great rest of your day, and always appreciation to you, my friend.
Hey, you too. God bless. West Side up.
Squat.
I like squat. All right, guys. So we're gonna kick off this Sunday morning with something a little special, right? This is Rick's Rumble official music video. I'm broke.
That's right.
Yeah. You can check it out on YouTube. Rick's Rumble.
They say talent doesn't pay, nah. But image get you famous. Ignoramus, that's an ignorant asshole if you explain it. I'm tired of painting pictures for niggas that flip through pages. Always looking at the image, try reading the illustration. I mean, I know the game's dumbed down, says the fiasco. It's a fiasco like you meeting the apostle in the black hole. And the death of when I'm speaking and have you leading through the back door. When it's hip hop shit hit, it's hotter than Tabasco, man. I'm wacko, out of my mind, like I sold my brain. Before I sell my soul, I go back and sell cocaine. 17's the block, I know exactly where to go, my man. $100 double up, I bubble up and overcame. The MCs I can nowadays like overdose of Novocaine. Cause I don't really feel these, man, I don't even know their name. Rick's the type of take a pick and crap into a broken frame. Show them how to stack this week, I rock until it's over, man. This hip hop game's no joke. Every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Not a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. If this doesn't matter, hip hop game's no joke. Every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Not a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. I got my rights in here, hardly be no fights in here. Cause all my hip hop head came to get enlightened here. Everyone's excited here, I really think I like it here. Cause even though the place packed, it's just me and the mic in here. Zoned out, digging my noggin and rip a poem out. I ain't gotta watch my back, because I'm home now. I can close my eyes and rock it to my own sound. I heard it pop on cloud now, but I'm rocking on my own cloud. Doors are closed, but I'm unlocking on my own now. I ain't gotta go mainstream, I got my own crowd. And it's the light, full light, ready for showdown. Fuck a 4 pound, we'll throw down if it goes down. And that's the way it goes now, and the way before. Doing this is worth, so it ain't worth what you would pay me for. Ever since a baby, I've been struggling, I'm crazy for a reason. So don't ask me why they call me Rick's Rumble. Man, it's hip-hop games, no joke. Every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Not a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. It just doesn't matter. Hip-hop games, no joke. Man, every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Not a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. It just doesn't matter. Money isn't currency. Nah. Currency is confidence. I contemplate the consciousness and turned around and conquered it. It's hard to keep a clear head when you always getting compliments. Never on the defense, always on the opposite. Which means the ball's in my court. So what do they even try for? If an eyes for, what an eyes for? Then it's hip-hop, what I die for. Man, I work hard, but I try more. I'm the truth dog, what you lie for? I'm a weird twist, I'm a lyricist, ventriloquist, and a cyborg. Open up your eyes, yeah. See what you've been missing. Bench pressing every step. You just see what we've been lifting. I took a step back from selling crack and cooking in the kitchen. I got 7 brothers, sisters, so believe me, I've been itching. Thank God I got an outlet, and I haven't been out yet. Cause I should've been dead years ago behind the outlet. I want an outlet and scream, I ain't let out yet. Cause that's not how I get it out, I do it with my out. Man, it's hip-hop games, no joke. Every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Got a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. It just doesn't matter. Hip-hop games, no joke. Every time I hop up on the stage, I'm broke. Got no money in my pocket, but there's something in my cup. Not a dollar in my wallet, but I'm smoking on the blunt. It just doesn't add up.
Excuse my
language.
Wrong nigga. I ain't broke, nigga.
Woo!
Action, nigga.
Check it out, guys. Rick's Rumble. That's some That's good stuff, man. It's very, like, if you guys were to see the video too, like, you definitely have a sense of, like, style. Like, you definitely have your niche, you know what I mean? And it's different because I like how you're talking about, you know, you don't need the mainstream vibe. Like, you know, that's the whole thing that we're talking about. So I really appreciate that. First and foremost, what, you know, everybody wants to know, they listen to an artist, and obviously music is their creation. But beyond the creation, what inspired the individual? Do you know what I'm saying? So we're going to start off with Rix. What inspired you to write this music, to be where you are today? What was the seed? You know what I mean? Who planted that seed? What planted that seed?
That's a good one. The seed and the planting, I guess I can bring it back to dancing. I'm not one of them cats that, like, yeah, I was born to rap. I've been rapping since I was six.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I really didn't even start spitting until I was 18. But I've always been music oriented in some form.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I danced, you know, I went through the whole dancing scene. Even in sports, like, I just played better than music. Like, I was and one. It's better with music. I was always music oriented. So I found myself, you know, mumbling off words, freestyling. That just was cool. Every kid was doing it. And somewhere it just kind of took off, you know, like, it became something I seen I can actually do and branch that off. And that just took off to a whole nother lane. That's just in a nutshell how it actually got started. That song in particular, I'm Broke, came from, so like you said, the niche. It's not really as much as a niche as it is solidifying my character as myself.
Word.
You know, I just wanted to be me at a purity as much as possible. Like, the video I dropped before that was Doing My Thing, which was in the same realm of just, what was the beginning? I said, I never put much into my appearance. I'd rather pay attention and focus on writing lyrics, so when I see what I say, I seem to seem the same when you hear it. You know, it's all about the structure and the song and creating for me, you know.
Right.
And I figured that was my image, being myself. You know, I wake up in the morning, my hair is how you see it right now. Of course, y'all can't see it, but it's like, you know, I just roll right out of bed onto the computer, you know, and work. We're in 2014.
Absolutely.
For you to be looking for a 9-to-5 and not have that plan really should be your plan A. A 9-to-5 should be plan B.
Yeah.
You need to be your own boss at this time. So I'm trying to build a company under Rix Rumble. Rix Rumble is the company.
Right.
You know? So yeah, I roll right out. That's why I wanted to push the fact that it wasn't a matter of having this and having that to do it. It was just doing the music and being myself. And push into everyone else to be themselves.
You know? Absolutely, man. Definitely. That's what it's all about, brother. The vibration stations is coming into alignment with all of you. Do you know what I mean? Coming into alignment with the there's two yous. You know what I mean? There's the ego you. There's the you that you know, says that I feel better when I drive, you know, an expensive car. Do you know what I mean? And then there's the you that is eternally, unconditionally loving. That doesn't care at all,
right?
At all, at any cost. And what we do here, and this is why I bring you guys on, you show people how to come into alignment with that. You know what I mean? You show people how to direct that, how to navigate that. So that's really cool, Rix. And just to let the people know, Rix actually went on tour this past August he went overseas. He went to Germany, Switzerland, Czech Republic, where else did you go? Was that
those were like the dominant places. I was out there with my camp. Those are what I caught up with them with. They actually went to Poland, France, London.
Wow.
You know, they branched it out. But yeah, I caught up for Switzerland, Germany, and Czech Republic. Like, Czech Republic was a festival that was, what was that called? I'm drawing a blank.
No problem.
But the other one was the Royal Arena.
And
Hip Hop Camp. That was Czech Republic.
Oh, okay.
And those were like big festivals. And Germany was we went to Hamburg, Berlin, Munster.
That's awesome, man. That's cool.
Stuff like
just
that.
Playing a bunch of shows, just doing going. It, just living it. Yeah. And they're projected that around August of this year, possibly, or sometime coming up very soon, we're gonna have Rix, Razor, and Art I Must all going overseas together playing music.
Yeah, man, we're allowed to. Man.
So,
definitely to go.
We're looking forward to that.
Definitely to go.
We're looking forward to that.
Off time.
That's tight. So, Razor.
Yeah.
Let's hear about you, man.
Man, what you want to know? What's good with you?
When did it start? What was the inspiration? How old were you when you first started to rap? Feel the good vibes.
Honestly, my inspiration came from metal. I used to play in a screamo band when I was in middle school. That was my thing, man. I was deeply into that after that. You know, after I left the whole choir scene or whatever.
Yeah.
I did the whole screamo thing for a cool minute, and you know, I liked it. I loved it a lot. But I took a break from music for a long time.
Really,
you know, I got into some trouble. But you know,
after getting
my head straight, you
that's
know,
inspiration.
Hip hop was where you know I was drawn to
for sure.
Off top,
for sure. That's cool. Yeah, we have we like to let people in on this little insight of the way of looking at something, right? Yeah. So contrast, you know what I mean? Yeah. You experience something that you know is not good for you, or you know that you don't like, right? Well, as much, and see, this is the problem with you know, I feel like 99% of the people, it's like they're so focused, they're completely focused and completely like engulfed in,
sometimes obsessed with,
obsessed with just like what is you know what's going on, you know, something bad happens, they feel like shit, they feel bad, they get down on themselves, you know what I think is really inspirational is when you can ride that rocket of desire that launches from that contrast.
Yeah, people don't realize like most of the inspiration from music comes from self
experience.
It comes from self experience, or even seeing close ones, you know, family or loved ones go through it. It's still an experience because you're witnessing it. And that, you know,
absolutely,
that's portrayed in the purest form of expression, which is music.
Yeah. That's gnarly, man. It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true. So, Razor, how old were you when you decided that you're gonna be in the rap game, man? You're gonna.
I think I was 13 when I officially started, you know, getting into the whole rap scene. But you got to realize, I didn't write my first song until I was like 16. Like, I was more in the freestyle battling when I was
because
I mean it was an easy way to make money. It was quick, it was straight to the point. I did what I had to do. But when I first, you know, was asked to get in the studio and do a song, I didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I didn't like feeling like that.
I think we just had a caller coming through.
We got a caller. Who is this?
Hello, you are live on the air.
Oh my gosh.
The Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to? No, not at all. You snuck up on in us. You are live on the air with the Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Rissa.
Hey, Rissa, how we doing today?
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
We're blessed.
Absolutely.
We blessed. How you doing today?
What up, Rissa?
Jossam, I have some questions for Artemis.
Oh, that's right.
Let's
hear it.
My first question is, when did you start writing?
When did I start writing? I started actually writing as a little kid, and I'm the youngest of 13 kids, and some of my older brothers used to find stuff I wrote, and they would crumble it, throw it away. I'd come home, it'd be missing, so I kind of had to hide my writings, but probably in middle school, and then started doing Poetry Slam by the time I was like a teenager and stuff like that. So it kind of just took off from there and put music behind it because there's not that much of a market for just poets. So yeah, just, you know, middle school.
That's awesome.
Hey, where are you calling from?
From Jersey.
From where?
From Jersey.
From Jersey.
We got Rissa from Jersey. There we go. I really appreciate that.
Sharking it.
Yeah.
New Jersey.
Yeah. Are you feeling the good vibes today, Marissa?
I'm feeling all the good vibes.
That's awesome. Are you going to go check out Rick's Rumble? We got Razor. We got Art I Must. Marissa, I really appreciate your call. Do you want to ask the boys anything else?
Hey, is there any
you have music up online?
Will you guys have music? Yes, they. Yeah. I believe they all do. We all do have their music up online. You could check out.
Could we all throw real me? Quick?
Yeah, throw.
Let's go in order.
Let's go in a circle.
You can find mine at www.soundcloud.com/artimust. I mean, everywhere else too, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. But I mean, if you just want to hear the music, SoundCloud. Next.
You can find my music at razor.bandcamp.com. Or if you want to see my videos, just go on YouTube and type in Organized Threat.
Ooh. All right. First, let me tell you how to spell my name since people spell it wrong all the time. It's R-I-C-S Rumble, R-U-M-B-L-E. You can go to about.me/RicksRumble. That'll get you to everything. Twitter, Facebook, all that.
There you go. You got the laid down, Marissa.
Good word.
Awesome.
Well, I really appreciate your call. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Vibration Station. We're gonna send you out. I'm gonna speak for everybody in the studio. Our unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter.
Stay blessed.
Peace out, girl.
Thanks, Marissa. Bye.
Awesome.
You're awesome. Peace. We appreciate that, Marissa. Always a good vibe. We are actually we're gonna move into Razor. We're gonna do something pretty interesting over here.
That's right.
Right. Razor, you have an album coming out at your album release party. Dave's gonna be there.
Oh yeah. Oh, gotta be.
It's right down the street.
There we go.
Yeah, right at the basement 818 on Van Nuys and Ventura.
There you go.
That's home away from home right there, man.
Okay.
Shout out to Nat, Chaotic Nat. You already know. It's extended family over here, man.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody come through.
It's all ages. Everybody.
Yeah, it's all ages. The show is January 17th. Yeah, it starts at about 6 o'clock or so.
Five o'clock.
6 o'clock, and it's the basement 818 in Sherman Oaks, California, Los Angeles region.
Come through. County. We got Rick's Rumble. We got Foxta. We got Art I Must. You feel me? We got Owen.
Destruct.
The list goes on, man.
Yeah, like it's going to be a
crazy lineup. 498 the fam. Everybody.
That's right.
Everybody.
So there's a lot of love in the air. That's good.
It's alive.
That's what it's all about, guys. Well, we're gonna turn into Razor for just a minute.
You can bump that number 12.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna go track number 12.
That old number 12.
Yes. Oh yes.
That old time.
Oh yes.
All right, guys. This is Razor.
Yeah.
Like
say what it's it. Called. You know what it's called.
Track number 12, where letter mm-hmm. to the bitch made.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes. That is. I made that song right after my apartment complex was broken into, and I know who did it. So just know that this song is for y'all. That's
right. Hopefully they're not listening.
Oh, I hope they are. I hope they are.
All right, guys, check it out. Razor. Bandcamp, razor.bandcamp.com. This is Letter to the Bitch Me. Check it out.
I would like to make a few comments concerning the difference between the Black Revolution and the Negro Revolution. There's a difference. The motive of a revolution, the objective of a revolution, and the result of a revolution. And the methods used in a revolution. You may change words. You may devise another program. You may change your goal and you may change your mind. Look at the American Revolution. That revolution was for what? For land. Why did they want land? Independence. How was it carried out? Bloodshed. Number one, it was based on land. The basis of independence.
Look, my heart's filled with ambition. Best believe this chubby ass nigga on a mission. I'm lyrically gunning from 100-mile distance, and it's guaranteed that pinpointing the hater with persistence. But I forgot to mention, the killing the game displays a high caliber while increasing the percentage of me about to damage you. I'm known for putting fear in the eyes of all of my challenges, which eventually leads to a full throttle massacre.
better hide your kids. I'm aiming for anybody hating on some mildest shit. That goes for anybody dissing niggas I'm rhyming with. I dare you to try me, you know exactly what time it is. Right. But on another note, nigga, I really do this. Cause I'm never hesitant to put my all into this music. All of my fans can vouch that a nigga be the truest. The rest of you new niggas need to focus on improving. Niggas need to play their position before they fuck around and get erased from existence. I'm referring to the physical and not to the spirit. Niggas wonder why I'm so quick in calling out their intentions. That's why I keep myself disciplined by telling myself stay grinding and get paid. Self-motivated, so you knowing that my shit straight. I don't care if this song gets played. Sincerely, Gerald Pulley, and this is a letter to the bitch made. The average cats only focus on spitting average raps in hopes of finding groupies within above average snacks. I'm focused on sharpening my lyrical battle axe and taking my time to write all my thoughts. That's where the craft is at. No, if only you can imagine that. Building a fucking empire from scratch. Yeah, we established that. I'm coming at your motherfucking neck. Can you handle that? The top of the fucking food chain is where we standing at. Tina, who's really making the noise? If you wanna talk, you should add a little bass to your voice. Doesn't matter if the fans start making a choice. Cause at the end of the day, the image you're portraying is more. I'm approaching solutions with the same scheme. Write lyrics and get a little nookie from my main squeeze. Right, but next I'm coming for the mainstream. How you expect to see progression when you're adjusted to the same dream? Niggas need to play their position before they fuck around and get erased from existence. I'm referring to the physical and not to the spirit. Niggas wonder why I'm so quick in calling out their intentions. That's why I keep myself disciplined by telling myself stay grinding and get paid. Self-motivated, so you knowing that my shit straight. I don't care if this song gets played. Sincerely, Gerald Pulley, and this is a letter to the bitch made.
Yeah, that was Razor.
Yeah, you know.
Digging it, man. Digging it.
Yeah.
So Razor, I want to know, man. What's the inspiration? What life experiences? What are a few things that you've experienced to inspire these tunes, man?
Man, I'm gonna keep it 300 with you, man. I used to get bullied when I was young. I used to get bullied.
You and me both, man. I used to.
I used to get bullied a lot, man. And eventually, it got to a point where I started, you know, retaliating.
Yeah.
And I learned to not retaliate in certain manners.
Right.
And I use music as my form of retaliation. And over time, people began to, you know, show respect and show the appreciation that, you know, I deserve.
Absolutely.
And
that's powerful.
Yeah, man. Like, honestly, music has done a lot more than just, you know, gave me a route to create music. Like, it's literally saved my life.
Yeah,
literally.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, everything's a vibration, you know what I mean?
Amen to that, man. Sound
so when
waves.
When you got that, yeah, it's true. It's true. It's true. We could get into like all the fucking like Illuminati influences.
Oh man, I can go deep with that.
You go for days, man. And the crazy thing, you know, they put these tunes in the back of the music. They put these like sound, these frequencies that you listen to, which is like numb.
They really do crazy shit.
That's why, you know.
Yeah, I whisper in the back of my tracks, dude. I fight back.
Buster did that a lot.
Yeah. I'm letting them know.
ODB. Yeah. I'm going to do that to the rest of the radio station.
Real shit,
so, real, shit. Real quick. Art, you have a quick announcement that you wanted to make. Back on the Vibration Station not too long ago, probably about a year, maybe a year and a half ago, we had Ears to the Ground, which is we're all family here at the Vibration Station. So unfortunately, Art, do you want to take the mic?
Yeah, one of the members, former members at this point, but his name's Gabriel Perez, a really good man, you know, giving a lot of heart, you know. Well, how would you say, just full proof in the heart, you know, ride or die or whatever you want to say. Anyways, he passed away of cancer January 5th. He found out pretty much on the 1st that he had it, and then whoop. It was just, it's kind of really hard for his family.
God takes those who truly belongs to him.
Well, basically his family has a like a fundraiser out to help pay for the services and so on. And it's you could you know, donate. It's www.youcaring.com. That's youcaring.com. And it's in the search bar, or the little, you know, magnifier, hit up help the Perez family. So if anyone wants to throw donations to help them pay for the services, you know, he's a you know, very humble family, and they could use it, and yeah, you know, help him you know.
There you go.
And just know, if you, whoever comes to the show, a portion of the percentage out the door, along with the portion of whoever buys my album, is getting donated to the family as well. So if you can contribute to it, please.
Right. And that's the show. That's the album release party.
Yeah, release party on the 17th of January, this coming Friday.
Yeah, it is new album. Say the name of it.
Yeah, the album is entitled Faith, and it's an acronym. It stands for Fully Amplified Intellect Towards Haters. And
fully amplified intellect towards haters.
Let that sit.
Yeah, just let it simmer. You know, this album is pretty much my way of coping with my dad's death, which is the release date, January 13th.
Wow.
You know, he died when I was young, and I didn't have a chance to fully, you know, deal with the emotions, and recently it's come up. So
that's a beautiful thing, man. That's a powerful thing when you can you can work with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That'll make a break a
person. And I fully support those who are suffering from cancer. My mom is a third time survivor of cancer.
Powerful
she just
woman.
Beat it. She just beat it December 6th. Powerful it's fully woman. Out of her system, and she's here. So I definitely feel where, you know, you know, Scumbag's family is coming from. Scumbag was, that's my boy.
His artist name was The Scumbag, Gabriel Perez, The Scumbag. So you could even look him up on SoundCloud/ The Scumbag.
Wonderful artist.
SKUMBAG. I believe The Scumbag.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we actually have another caller coming through. We're popping today.
Yeah.
How you doing? You're live on the air, Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. Who are we speaking with?
Yo, you speaking with your boy Gunnamag.
Gunnamag, what's good, bro? Bro Lancaster in the house, man. What's happening with you?
How you doing, Gunnamag?
Yeah. What's up, Razor?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Blessed as always. It's another day to live. It's another day to breathe, man.
Yeah. I like your mentality, Razor.
For that mixtape, that album, though, man. I'm looking forward for that.
Man, appreciate it, bro. You already know, man. Squat. You already know, bro.
When's that coming out again, man?
Shoot, it drops tomorrow. It drops at 12 a.m. on razor.bandcamp.com,
really?
Man.
Tomorrow.
Yep, January 13th,
Mando.
Man.
Mando.
Mando, man. You already know, man. The next project, I got to join for you if you really with it.
Yeah, niggas hungry. You already know about that From Nothing. They ain't ready for it, right?
Oh, man. They ain't ready for that From Nothing joint, man. It's all love right here, man.
That's funny. Well, hey,
man. Niggas blessed.
Yeah, man. Tell them where they can find you, bro. You do music, too. Don't be shy.
Oh, yeah. You know, your boy do a little something. You can check me out on SoundCloud, Gunnamag. Simple like that. MACC with the two C's.
That's right.
Gunnamag.
You can check me out.
Yeah.
I got a single coming out of iTunes. Y'all ain't ready for that either. Called Like Me. Stay tuned for that.
Right. All time, man. There you go.
Hey, Gunnamag, props, man. This is one cat right here that's on the line that can freestyle, you know? I come into grips with a lot of people that, you know, they write their songs, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, b-boying and emceeing on like a, you know, behind the scenes true Hollywood story of who an artist is. That, he's got it, man. He speaks the language, man.
Good man.
Good
man. Well, thank you, Venomac, for calling in.
No,
I
Gunner,
really
Gunner,
Mac.
Gunner.
Oh,
Mac.
Gunner. I thought it was Venom.
Yeah, he's a superhero on Spider-Man.
He's got something. That's Gunner Mac.
That's beautiful, man.
We all good, man. Thank you for calling, man, on the real.
You know what, Gunner Mac? I appreciate your appreciation. I do.
No doubt, man. I'm copying that Faith tomorrow, man. Everybody else should too. You feel me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you already know.
Absolutely. Anybody that's tuned in, we're going to pick that up tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you, Gunner Mac, for giving us a call and spreading your good vibrations. I appreciate it.
Yep, nine times.
You have a beautiful rest of your day.
Squat.
Peace.
Squat.
Squat.
You guys are good people, man. I really enjoy the vibrations that you're bringing in to the studio.
Yeah,
everyone here together is flowing real well. I want to, I'm going to kick off a little bit of Art I Must.
Yeah, man.
We're going to get my boy Art. And
Yeah, the track's called Done Running. It was actually made for a mixtape. I actually kind of just threw it together. It was for this company that does this video show called The Cypher Effect, and he put out a little like contest kind of thing that people submit tracks, and I got the beat. I recorded it like, the same day, then sent it out. It got, you know, lined up, and I sent it right to him, and I got on it. So here it is, Done Running.
That's tight.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I must. Done Running. Check it out. You can find this and a lot more on soundcloud.com/artimust. Just A-R-T, letter I-M-U-S-T. Check it out. Done Running. Oh, wow. Yeah, we got it. It's your boy Art I Must.
What up?
Done Running. So
one of the dopest in the scene, by the way.
Absolutely.
One of the dopest.
Absolutely. Definitely a very powerful energy. When you walk into a room, you can see it, you can feel it. Art I Must is shining so bright, you're gonna need sunglasses, baby.
I brought my own for looking in the mirror.
There you go. So one thing that I did want to give a shout out to everybody, you know, we've just been appreciating the artists that we've had in the studio today. Another reason why I brought Art into the studio with us, along with our boys Razor. And Rex Rumble.
I feel it.
So, you know, Art is... Art's actually involved in something very powerful and how do you say pay it forward, you know? You're about paying it forward. Art, I just want to hear, talk to us a little bit about this nonprofit organization.
Well, basically, started a nonprofit with, you know, a couple of my friends. Shout out to Jen Johnson, Jonathan Melnick, Glenn Fortin. You know, they're you know, also co-conspirators with this beautiful concept of helping children, you
there
know,
you
with and through art. And we basically, you know, through our first show, we're going to set up, you know, more and more fundraisers. We want to help get clean water to Africa, electricity, maybe some solar power, you know, art supplies.
Yeah.
The kids can paint their view.
Wow.
You know, at the start of the show, real quick, you said something about how we're all individuals. And, you know, like, we know our perspective and what we see on TV and how the media is given to us at a grand scale. But I want to see how those kids feel. You know, kids missing limbs, stepping on landmines, trying to play soccer, whatever it is in their reality, I want to see them paint it. And we're going to be posting it live on alwaysremaintrue.inc incorporated .org.
Nice. And alwaysremaintrue.inc.org.
Yeah, right or on, else right alwaysremaintrue.org.
Alwaysremaintrue.org.
And you can check alwaysremaintrueinc on facebook.com.
That's right.
That's beautiful. Art, I really appreciate your contribution that you're making to the collective community.
And also, I myself is right now I'm on a tour. Shout out to I Suppose. It's the Rock the Spot tour. And probably by summer myself, I'm actually going to be in Europe in some way or another. Even if I have to pay for it myself. And being an artist, Artemis, it's called Drawing Outside the Lines Tour.
That's right.
I'll be there. Hey,
that's
tight. I'll be there.
Yeah. You already know, man.
I planned for 2012, and it just, you know, I ended up doing a tour to the East Coast. It didn't work out, and I was supposed to do a West Coast tour. I end up just joining Rock the Spot, and I'm going to save my thoughts and ambitions to get over to Europe.
Absolutely.
You know? They need me out there.
That's powerful.
Amen, man. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
Yeah. What's it?
Thank you.
It's I'm trying to remember
about that
in these lyrics that I was writing. It's like I'm a soldier for the frequencies of space and time. You know what I'm
That's
saying?
Right.
That's what it's all about, dude. You know?
Okay.
You know? So, but hey, all right. I thought that we'd use the last 5 minutes of the show to the reason why I love freestyling is because it's such a pure energy, right? It's like you get this stream just flowing through you, and it's a very powerful thing. So we're going to kick off two separate beats. We're going to use a Jay Dilla. You guys know Jay Dilla?
Yes, we do.
There we go. Jay Dilla King.
Hello.
What we're going to do, we're going to start it off. How should we do this? We're going to go. Art's all ready, dude.
Art's ready.
Good vibrations. We're going to go. So we got 4 minutes, guys. We're going to go Art. We're going to go Razor. And we're going to go Rumble. Ready, guys? This is Jay Dilla, your boy. King.
Okay.
Art,
Rich, Rumble, Razor,
Danny Brockett. Already know. Talk radio, what's happening with you?
Yeah, you're in the past, back and forth, quit. On here, onto the horizon. Or the myth coming through this world is tantalizing. Beating giants coming from a world of crater. Came when I was born, going over the square and greater.
Pass it along. Yeah, we pass it along. Freestyling off the dome, and I go all on. Show these niggas that we really going on for the win. It didn't rhyme, but you know what I mean. I going on for the win. Never end. We collecting these dividends, and we pass it off to the right, and we pass it off to the left, and pass it back to the right. Rick's Rumble showing what it's like.
I show him what it's like. I said I show him on the mic. If I was showing through the daytime, I show him through the night.
Okay.
I said I show him through my words, or I can show him through a fight. Whether I use my fist or not, I know I'm sure to him right.
Okay.
I'm off the hook, I'm on the verse with it. Me, I drops, I don't say nothing the worst with it. You can pop, I don't curse cause I don't curse with it. I am not that curse, you get it reimbursed and burst with it. And pass it to the...
Oh, that was tight, dude.
You want to spit some sense? Come on, there you go.
I got 20 seconds.
How you feeling?
Well...
Okay.
I got 20 seconds to wreck it. Let me put it in perspective. Don't wanna be putting it down. You know that I just won't die. Y'all, dude, it's been a minute.
It's all good.
What we are gonna do? Oh, wait. I'm feeling it now, dude. Davies,
right.
All right.
All right.
You know where your head at, bro?
Yeah. What do you take? Well, it's a beautiful musical masterpiece. Not blasphemy, but mathematically. Laughing heavily at the highest frequencies of this divine catastrophe. So be putting it past me. And every time I'm looking back, it's like I'm looking in the...
Raising vibrations out here, being waking. Sitting at the LA top in our space station. Astronauts coming to Earth, disperse our own mentals. Outside the case world with this instrumental clarity.
Valley state of mind, I don't care about a damn thing. Especially by rumors and whatever your man
can't claim. The beast inside of me is something that you can't tame. Sometimes I begin to question myself if I am sane.
Hey, I am sane, I am game when you play that. Monopolize your board games, nigga, I'm bored, laid back. Niggas ain't hearing shit, me, I'm on some spirit shit. Spiritually speaking, what you been leaking, I am spirit with.
Feeling so fly, feeling so fresh. And every single time I'm rapping up, I got the best of the best because I'm blasting, I'm a rocket. You could call me Davy Crockett while I'm chilling on my hammock.
Yeah, say it's all the same. Try to ignite the change. Put your fist in the eye. Everyone's looking strange. In the square, in the air, making sense. Revolution coming through with this music to pay the rent.
I'm letting you know we really good, though. I put that on the hood, though. I spit positivity. Don't get it misunderstood, bro. There's a little something you should know. I'm an endangered species residing in the Wish a Nigga Woods, bro. What's happening?
Yes. That was fresh, guys. Man, Davey ain't got nothing against the boys.
All it takes is practice, baby.
No, we got one more, man.
Hey, y'all know you got another beat over there.
Dude, I wish. I wish, my friends, but you know what?
Getting warmed up right here.
I know, dude.
You know. We do this shit for a living, man.
Yeah, I know. That's what it's all about, guys. Hey, I wanted to thank each and every single one of you guys coming out today.
Thank you.
Make sure to check out everybody. We got, we're all just going to say real quick, we got Art I Must over here at soundcloud.com/Art I Must.
Yes, sir.
We also make sure to check out his nonprofit organization.
Always Remain True. Ince on Facebook.
There you go. We got Razor.
What's happening?
We got razor.bandcamp.com.
Yes, sir.
Right. And we got Rick's Rumble over here it's
about.me.
About.me.
/Rick's Rumble.
Amen.
That's absolutely right.
Damn, conceited, no?
always sending you guys my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter. I'm your host, Davy Crockett. Thank you for raising your vibration.
Turn up.
We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Yeah, I don't care.
When we used to burn leaf and put our minds on delay, okay. Now allow us to proceed on a trip to last summer when everything was perfect and green. We used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fast act while we laugh about the past, but that's too vast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now I'm in the night.